This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
It was one of those classic Celtics of the Tatum Brown era losses where it's a team that you're better than. You have Detroit on Monday. They'll beat Detroit on Monday.
Okay, I don't think that they were overlooking the opponent, even without Giannis being out there, and looking towards the one game that they have in the next five days with Detroit on Monday.
In the second half.
I agree, but I actually think the issue there comes back to something that we've heard Jaylen Brown talk about a lot, which is their offense really does get powered out of their defense, especially when Jason Tatum is out right now. When you have guys like Jordan Walsh or Hugo Gonzalez, and if you haven't been watching the Celtics this season, welcome to this squad. You probably don't even know the names I'm saying right now. But those guys, when they are creating the turnovers and they are creating fast break situations, and even more importantly, creating second chance point situations, that's when everything starts clicking into place. Yeah, sometimes it is threes from Sam Hauser, and sometimes it is back-to-back threes from Derek White, and that stuff is great, but it's not really like, it can't be the foundation of what you're doing, right? Because it's not something that you can always control. There are nights when the shots aren't going to be falling, and that can't be the only thing that you fall back on.
And I don't think it's a coincidence you didn't really get a great Derek White game either, and you didn't have a great game from Peyton Pritchard, because I thought Jordan Walsh was really good in this game.
He's been fantastic over this nine-game stretch.
He's averaging 15 points a game in December, right? Like, he's been real, and obviously you can look at the numbers since he was put in the starting lineup, whatever, but just in the month of December, he's been really good. I thought
been 10-3 since he's been in the starting lineup.
He's been like 20 points last night. I thought he was really good. And obviously, I thought Jaylen Brown was good in this game, 30-3. But I mean, when you get 11 points from Derek White on 3-of-12 shooting, and then Pritchard gives you 11 points on 4-of-14, and then good friend Sam Hauser is 0-for-10, there you go. Like, to me, like, especially to your point, without Tatum, you're going to need someone beyond Brown and Walsh to give you 15 or 20. Like, you're going to need multiple. Because in the Tatum era, Tatum can give you 35, Brown can give you 30, and you'll win almost all of those games. What's the statistic?
You need a secondary scorer.
Right. Like, what's the stat? Like, when Tatum and Brown combined for 60, the Celtics, I think, have only lost like four times in the last few years. You need another guy to do that with Brown. And some nights, they've gotten it from Simon. Some nights, it's been White. Just last night, they didn't get it, and they didn't have enough energy. And defensively, to, I think, your original point, it felt like they got pushed around at times. Like, Bobby Portis was having his way with, and I'm not trying to totally disrespect Bobby Portis, but like, should that guy be having his way with all your, like, whether it was with Jaylen Brown or Kata, or of course when Hauser got matched up on him, like, he was pushing guys around. Like, that was annoying to watch.
It was. I do want to say, like, it is one game, and there's been a stretch of really strong games that you've had, especially in the Eastern Conference. That Cleveland on the second night of a back-to-back win, and then you have the New York win at home. That's huge. The Lakers game, wish the stakes would have been higher and that either Luka or LeBron, one of those guys, would have played, but you took care of business then. You go up to Toronto, which, sneaky, on a Sunday, 3:30 in the afternoon is never when NBA players really want to play, especially when you're leaving the country and going through customs. I'm not saying, like, cry river for professional athletes traveling to Canada, But it sometimes works against these
teams. A lot
teams.
Of teams lose in that
and,
spot.
And they're able to do something interesting in that game where they give up the lead, and at 7 minutes left, they're able to regain it and then hold it on for the rest of the fourth quarter and win that game. So I think they've had some really solid wins. This was an unfortunate, I think, slip up. Vrabel would call it taking a nap in the second half. But I think overall, the biggest takeaway that you have from this early stretch of the Celtics season has to be Jalen freaking Brown.
Just not our night.
Yeah. As annoying as last night was, you take a 10,000-foot view, they've been really good, especially over the last, 15 games? They're 11-4. And I think the line of demarcation, Mego, was that early November loss to Utah. Because remember, they were 11-for-51 from three.
It was very frustrating.
But at that time, right, they were 18th in offensive rating, 15th in net rating. Now, so what's that? Just over a month ago, I think that was November 3rd or whatever. So now they're third in offensive rating and fifth in net rating. That, to me, since that game, they've had, and they've still shot a lot of threes, but they've had better ball movement, better offensive energy. They've played about the same defensively, but they've been able to convert more on the offensive end. And I think what Jaylen Brown has shown is that he can be a number one option on a good team. Now, I don't know if he can be a number one option on a championship team, but he can be a number one option on a really good team. Because right now, the Celtics, they're not elite. They're probably not even great, but they're a good team. And he's the number one option. He's playing like an MVP candidate.
He is. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
That brings me to something that I teased before I want to get to now. I'm kind of obsessed with the NBA MVP ladder. I don't know why. This is something that I glommed onto a couple years ago, mostly because I just wanted to track where Jason Tatum was in the rankings. And he's usually somewhere in the top five. A lot of times he'll finish, you know, fourth or sixth, somewhere around that range. Well, who do I see in the number five spot this week? Jaylen Brown. And this is a jump up because last week, he was in the number 10 spot, and that was the first time that I saw him mentioned in any MVP rankings. This is from the NBA. This is from NBA.com. And so he's in the number 10 spot last week, barely mentioned at all, and now he rockets up to the number 5 spot. I'm just wondering, like, do you feel like locally, even with JT out, like, I feel that a lot of the conversation around here is Tatum is posting videos. We're excited about that. When's Tatum coming back? If Tatum comes back, what type of team is Tatum going to come back to? And I love Tatum, and I can't wait for him to come back. And I'm probably a little too emotionally tied up in how that's going to look and, like, keeping myself up at night at times, like, worrying about how good he's going to be and, like, his emotional strength and the comeback. But Jaylen Brown is an MVP candidate right now. NBA tells me so. It's not a talk show debate. He's an MVP candidate right now. And why is that not getting more attention?
I think the biggest reason around here is because the Patriots are good, to be honest with you. Like, I think that's tough. But I think from a Celtics perspective, their best case scenario, Mego, and I'm going to break a rule in cross sports here, but their best case scenario is, can they be like the 2012 Pittsburgh Penguins, where Sidney Crosby missed, I think, all the year with concussions, and Malkin won MVP, and they were a top 2 seed in the East? That's like pie in the sky, best case scenario going into the year. And they're not a 2 seed right now, but they're not that far off from that. And he, I think, is the single biggest reason why. And it's not just the MVP stuff. You look at where they're at. It's not just Tatum out. It's Porzingis gone. It's Horford gone. It's Cornette
gone.
Drew Holiday gone. You name it, gone. From all the guys that he was on the floor with when they won a championship, except Derek White, are gone, essentially. I know
Peyton Pritchard.
I know he played, but I'm saying...
Put some respect. Sixth man of the year right there.
I'm saying significant minutes the championship season.
That's my son.
I know. Deservedly so. But those guys are gone, and he's sixth in the league in points per game, second in usage percent. They're using him a ton, playing not as good defense in the past, but still pretty good defense. And he's made guys around him better. And I think that was the biggest question going into the year, because we knew Jaylen Brown, Eastern Conference Finals MVP, Finals MVP, Supermax guy, former All. We knew he was a great player.
Yeah, he's All NBA right now.
But the question was, okay, Tatum makes guys better. Is Jaylen Brown just going to be a great player in his own right, or is he going to make guys better? And you look at it, Nemus Kate is better than he was 3 months ago. Ugo Gonzalez is better than he was 3 months ago.
Well, right? Okay, for somebody like Ugo, I'm just going to jump in. Like Jordan Walsh is a son, is
Jordan Walsh
very
is
impressive and very
ago.
Fast. Somebody like Ugo, you hope that he's getting better because he's a rookie. I think the question here would be, to your point, and I think that Jaylen is a leader, and he seems to feel very strongly about empowering the younger guys on this team and helping them grow and being dedicated to that. But like, to your point, it's been an up and down season for Derek White, right? Yeah. Like, it's not necessarily been, now maybe that's not related to the composition of the team at all, but to me it looks more like Derek White, probably the most clutch player that the Celtics have had of the last 15 years. I don't know, maybe Isaiah Thomas a little more so, but
That's a sneaky correct take, by the
way. Thank you.
Derek White's their best clutch player.
But I think he's probably, like, to your point, on a championship or like top four team in the league, he needs to be like the fourth guy,
I agree.
The third at very best.
And I think when they won the championship, it was Tatum, Brown, and most nights Porzingis was the three. But there were nights White was the three. Occasionally Jrue Holiday was like, but at best he was the third guy. And a lot of nights the fourth. And I think you can draw a direct line, Mego, from the Kyrie years to Jaylen Brown leadership right now.
Shiver just went down my spine.
Remember the famous quote from Jaylen Brown? It's not all on the young guys. He went through it on the other side where vets really weren't good leaders. And I know maybe he's friends with Kyrie now, but he went through it on the other side where the vets didn't really treat him and Tatum that well in a couple of those years. And he's doing the opposite now. And like Cade is an example. I think Jordan Walsh might be the best example of it. But there's a lot of examples of guys who are, especially younger guys, not just better than they were a year ago, Mego, better than they were 2 months ago, 3 months ago. And I think that is a huge credit to Jaylen.
Let's grab a quick Celtics call here. This is, let me get my mouse together, Megan in Northampton.
Hi, I just wanted to kind of back up what you were saying. I feel that he doesn't get as much credit, you know.
Thank you, Megan. I think she was just talking about Jaylen Brown there. I think the other piece of this sneakily that if you like that I think fans should pay more attention to with Jaylen Brown is that what turns off some fans from watching Celtics basketball. What would you say the number one thing that haters of Celtics basketball point to?
When they miss a bunch of threes.
Jaylen Brown is one of the best mid-range shooters in the league right now.
Yeah.
At times, he has been the most efficient mid-range shooter. So if you don't like the brand of three-point basketball, Jaylen Brown, as you said, his usage has never been higher. And he's a fantastic mid-range shooter and a guy who plays defense. So this is the type of Celtics basketball that you might want to tap back into.
And I think if you go back to after they lost to the Knicks, and Brad Stevens, he didn't outright really say this, but he also touched on it when they drafted Ugo. He talked about Ugo's cutting ability, and we got to move more. And look at OKC and Indiana and how they play.
And the physicality of the playoffs.
And I think that is a great fit for Jaylen Brown. Like, it feels like the way Brad would prefer them to play now and when Tatum comes back is a great fit for the way Jaylen Brown is at his best. And I think we're seeing early evidence of that right now.
All that said, those Jason Tatum videos do get me hype. When he's posting his videos on Instagram and he's going one-on-one with the coach, I'm like, let's go. He's coming back.
Starting to look at Celtics tickets for late February, early March already, Mego. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I got to be there.
I mean,
that
he's
night.
Coming back eventually. We don't know
March.
When, but I do like seeing those videos. All due respect. Just happy to see Jaylen Brown in the top five on the NBA MVP ladder. You can check that out for yourself at NBA.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.